happy Monday. Oh my God, I just forgot. I didn't ask you how you felt on Friday. I just forgot to do that. It just hit me. Okay, ask your question. How do I want to feel? Go ahead and answer today. Somebody's going to send me an email. They are. Today, one of my favorite topics and one thing that I think you're going to like, because every day has got some challenges. There's no doubt about that. I want you to think differently about it. So I'm going to take you back about 2,300 years to some good old Stoic philosophy. I love myself some Stoicism. I do. I think most of what I do is kind of based on the Stoic philosophy of life. Didn't know that when I started. I just realized it later on. Like, oh, it's working. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. It's the positive boost you need every single day because life gets in the way. Life begins when you move. Stuff happens. You got ideas, dreams, ambitions, desires. And have you noticed, by the way, if you're lucky, life is long. It is. It just keeps on going. It's like, okay, I'm still here. I never thought I'd live this long. How many times you said that? People say that all the time. Now, I do. I think I'll live a very long time. My mom is 90 and she's going strong. But yeah, life is long. And so every single day, it just makes sense. Stuff is going to happen. We got to deal with it. You know, one day the air conditioner goes out. The next day there's a hurricane here in Florida. Usually it happens at the same time, which makes no fun. But you just deal with it, right? Because winter's coming. It's going to be beautiful. Life is kind of wonky. Best way I can describe it. But we do the best we can, don't we? Every single day. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. The book is out in pre-sale. The 5-Minute Gratitude Journal for Men. Go to motivationtomove.com/gratitude or search Amazon for it. You'll find it there. It's rising up the charts, not even on sale yet. So thank you for that. We begin our weeks on Mondays, always asking, have you done your homework? People say I nag you on it, and I do. And I've actually queried people. I've done surveys over time whether I should stop asking the question. They say, no, remind me. All it means is this. And then we just break it down to the basics. So if you haven't been down this road on the homework came to me because I recognized when I got in my early 20s and was working in the adult world that, you know, flying through all my personality, my muscles of high school was not working anymore. I needed to get smart. You know, I couldn't just be a C average in life. I had to raise my standard a little bit, right? And what I recognized was, okay, I need to do my homework. I need to think about certain things, but let's make it easy. So in this case, what I mean was I want you to take a little time to think about yourself. And I believe personally, from the bottom of my heart, most people are living in the matrix, not even aware what's going on in their world. You get busy, you got kids, you got stuff happening, you don't pay attention to it. And sometimes you wake up, yeah, I need to kind of study a little more. But most times, most people, they don't do that. That's why I ask you to ask yourself one simple question. How's my life going? It's a pretty simple one, isn't it? And the answer is going to be either great, not great, or somewhere in the middle. So if it's great, figure out a way to keep it that way because it will change over time. If you don't adapt and make sure you hang on to what you got that's good, it's not going to be there forever. That's just common sense. If it's bad, you're not going to change it unless you at least acknowledge it's bad. Who cares? If we acknowledge it, knowledge is power. If it's in the middle, you're sitting on the fence, getting splinters on your ass, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So stop sitting in the middle because that will drive you crazy. It's like a decision. If a decision, you have one choice. You have three choices. You can either say yes, say no, or sit in the middle and drive yourself crazy. Eventually, you'll make a decision. Stop it. When it comes to your life, do what works more and do less of what doesn't work. But it starts by doing your homework and pay attention to it. Otherwise, you're just too busy. I get it. So let's talk about some obstacles and turning them into opportunities. A better, simple way to think. Now, if you studied Stoicism, you kind of know where I'm heading here. We'll get to it at the end. As I say, I'm not going to spill my popcorn in the lobby. I'll wait. But there are obstacles every single day. In fact, I would wager, and I will wager, and I'd wager a lot, that no matter what you decide to do, one of the very first things that's going to happen is you're going to get obstacles that are going to get in your way and try to stop you. That's how it is. You're making change. You're making disruption. What are you doing that for? You didn't know you were going to do that. See, it's just simple. Obstacles must be transformed into an opportunity. So if you've ever wondered how much easier it would be if you didn't have to think so much, get ready. What if your future didn't matter in terms of obstacles? What if your past didn't matter either? Imagine that if you maybe didn't worry about what possessions you have. I'm not so much worried about that anymore. I used to a lot. It's nice not worrying about it anymore. What if you didn't have to worry about the success you were going to have? You're just kind of in a good place. What if you didn't have to worry about the drama of others? Yeah, I know you say you don't, but you do. I've seen Entertainment Tonight on TV too much. There's too much gossip out there. What would happen if you believed that you were in control of your life? Really, truly believed it. In most cases, when I work with people, it doesn't take me very long to figure out that, wow, they seem self-confident, but they don't really believe they're in control. They don't. I spend a lot of my time making sure they understand that and believe that in their heart and soul. But what would happen if you believed that you were in control? Well, if you start thinking that way, you're now starting to think like a Stoic philosopher. You're a boss Stoic. You really are. It's great. So Stoicism was a school of philosophy. And in the old school, a little bit different than it is these days, old school philosophy kind of covered every single aspect of education and life. These days, we tend to break it down a little bit more. I cover lots of stuff, but not everything. Stoicism covered everything, love it, hate it, disagree with it, whatever. A lot about Stoicism really applies today. And I will go so far as to say, if we actually looked into more of what the basic Stoic philosophy was about living, treating others, taking care of ourselves, getting what we want in life, all that stuff, we'd be better off. But that was well before the self-help movement showed up, and the Stoics probably wouldn't have succeeded that well in this day and age. But Stoicism is about paring down and simplifying. Doesn't sound like America, does it? If you're a Stoic, you eliminate unproductive traits. Which unproductive traits? Well, the ones that define the majority of the population and maybe you. So you would look at what needed to be done. You'd pare things down. You would simplify to the lowest common denominator in terms of what had to be done. Anything that was unproductive, where people waste time and you waste time, you would get rid of that. And it's hard to do, isn't it? One of the most common that you'll hear in Stoicism is turning obstacles upside down, creating opportunities, and seeing them as teachable moments. Now, this program is built on obstacles. It's built on the understanding that life begins when you move and then life gets in the way, meaning something shows up that you didn't expect that you need to deal with to get what you want. So this whole show is built on taking an obstacle that comes your way and flipping it upside down, under it, over it, around it, blow it up. I don't care. Learn what you can from it and then move on from there. For a Stoic, every bad thing becomes a source of good. Let me say that again slowly so you get that. For a Stoic, for you, if you took every bad thing that happened today and saw it as a new source of good, how would that change your way of thinking? It'd be massive. Marcus Aurelius said it this way. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in your way becomes the way. Look at your day with that today. Everything bad becomes new, a new source of good. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in your way becomes the way. Whole show is built on that. No matter what happens today, we look at it and go, oh, I learned something there. Let's go get it done now. Let's figure it out. Daily Boost is all about that, period. All right, what can you do? Well, here's a couple things you can do if you'd like to get more involved with me. I'd love to communicate with you. It's easy on Facebook if you're doing that. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Join the group. Tag me. Get in the conversation. I'm there. I do respond to people. Sometimes I get overwhelmed by it because I don't do social media all that well, but I do respond to you. And if you'd like to pick up my 5-minute gratitude journal for men, it's in pre-sale right now. Go over to motivationtomove.com/gratitude, all spelled out. Or go to Amazon and search for it, the 5-Minute Gratitude Journal for Men. I'm going to get out of here, but I will be back tomorrow and we'll do it again with another Daily Boost.